The Eye of the Serpent by Philip Caveney, read by David Thorpe.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
Prologue. Egypt, the Valley of the Kings, 1923. With a growing sense of anticipation, Sir William Devlin stood at the top of the long flight of stone steps and gazed down at the massive doors set deep into the sand below him. At his side, his young assistant, Tom Hinton, could hardly conceal his excitement. This was the moment they had devoted so many years of their lives to. The moment they had begun to believe would never come. The workmen had finished unearthing the steps weeks earlier, and in removing the piles of rubble heaped at the base of the huge gates, had revealed the seals bearing the name of Akhenaten, one of the mightiest pharaohs of the 18th dynasty and the father of Tutankhamun. After so much fruitless searching, this was like a miracle. For 4 years, the two men had worked side by side in the Valley of the Kings, both convinced that Akhenaten's final resting place was hidden not in his desecrated tomb in Amarna, but somewhere in these limestone hills. But in all the time they had discovered nothing more than ancient trinkets, a faience cup, a calcite jar, the occasional piece of discarded jewellery. They had been on the verge of giving up the search, when workmen had, quite by accident, uncovered a step.